Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin. What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you. Before we get to our candidates here, I want to let you know that BetQL has you covered if you have a busted bracket, but you still want to get in on some action. Just follow BetQL in the Odyssey app, and you will unlock 2 months of free betting insights from BetQL. Get expert betting trends, player prop ratings, and more. Simply download the Odyssey app, create an account, and follow BetQL to unlock your 2 month free trial of BetQL. So that's going to give you the best bets for every day of the tournament, expert betting trends, public money line movement, over under picks for every game, and March Madness rankings for every team. All right, so I am starting off in the NBA in a story that we probably won't touch on because it's not that big of a deal with everything else going on, but LeBron James has been sidelined with a foot injury for about a month. So I don't know what is going on with this guy. Is he taking something? This guy is healing faster than anyone doctors have seen. He like gave this cryptic message that he went to the LeBron James of feet doctor, and some doctors have told him not. I don't even know what that means, but basically some doctors have said he needs foot surgery. He's got a torn tendon, and he said no, I'm not gonna do it. So he comes on. Yeah, Paul needs this guy, whatever.
LeBron James of feet is what they were calling you in your DMs.
oh my gosh, we need to let the people know I took a picture of the Uncrustables. Totally better topic than LeBron right now. And the picture wasn't zoomed in enough on the Uncrustables. So part of my feet were in the picture I sent out in the group chat, and Jake is threatening to use the picture on feet.
Oh, I didn't know which picture he was talking about. I thought it was something you put on Instagram where you accidentally put your feet in there. And he was like warning you, it's coming.
It was for your eyes only in the group. Okay.
I didn't even notice it. I didn't
notice either. I was like, oh my gosh, I actually have my bare feet in this picture. I was just trying to take a picture of a box of Uncrustables on the counter. But there you have it. So I should throw myself in jail because that is, you know, you never should be doing that. No feet
so
picks.
Stupid.
Nobody wants
you have to
see
think
that.
About that. Eh, apparently they do. Weirdos.
So anyways, LeBron, I just want to put LeBron in. Let's say he is going to serve what should the punishment be? So basically, I need to finish the story. He comes off the bench yesterday. Remember last week I was telling you that he was like shooting down reporters like, oh, what is going on in the group chat? Is there something funny? Joe O's face. So
no,
last week, LeBron was calling out reporters like who were saying he's going to return before the end of the season. And then he was like, fake news, whatever. I never told anyone that check your sources type of vibe. So anyways, he comes off the bench against the Bulls. They still lose the game. It's just weird. The whole situation with him is strange. Is that part of the problem for the Lakers, is he's just trying to run the show there?
Yeah, I mean, that's been going on forever. I was just thinking about how all basketball players' feet are disgusting, and they would never be on Feet Finder, I would think. But, yeah, I mean, foot problems is – it's always going to be an issue. And it's how long can you avoid it, especially if you're a big man. But, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I'm done being shocked by the Lakers and everything going wrong with them. They're just letting it happen.
I kind of hope they don't make the play-in. Another season of this would be fun.
What's better? What's better, them being outside of the top 10 in the West, not even making the play-in or making the play-in and then getting smoked?
And losing.
Yes.
I think the latter would be more enjoyable for people who want to fade the Lakers.
Yes, 100%. I would be with that. All right. So what's the punishment? Anything? I don't think it's too bad. I don't think it's too bad.
You lose your license for a week.
Okay, he lost his license. All right. We got to take some people on the show to court. And Aaron, for once, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about a couple of other people.
Shocking.
On the show. A couple of other people on the show. If you listened to Friday's Lightning Bets, you heard lack of faith from people that I thought were my teammates, from a Paul Aspen, from a Jake Hassan, okay? Paul said in my, you know, what they call a dry triathlon without the swimming, we're trying to come up with a time of 2,000-meter rowing, 300 floor exercises, and a 5K. And Paul gave the number of 2 to 3 hours, which is kind of like saying the San Diego State total should be between 100 and 150 or something like that. Like, that's a wide range, between 2 and 3 hours. And then I know everybody's not on social media. We were talking about it after the show on Twitter. And Jake, I think he thought he was giving me some credit, but he didn't. He set the number at an hour 19:59, I think. So basically just under an hour and 20 minutes.
Just under, Also, let's just, Horvat said you were going to die. So that's
yes,
far
he did.
From the worst.
I'm alive. I still might die. But I'm alive for now at the moment. I made it through yesterday. I'll tell you what happened. I'll go through it quickly because it was kind of funny. It was a really cool event. So you got 12 people going at one time. I do the rowing. And the best that I've done for 2,000 meters is about 7.5 minutes. So I didn't want to go all out. Like, people say, be careful. You don't want to go crazy. Then you won't have anything left. So I did that in about 8.5 minutes. I didn't go crazy. Then I go over to the floor of the 300 exercises. What is body weight exercises? It was bench hop overs, squat taps. Like, that's where you're in front of the bench and you're taking a squat until your butt hits the bench and back up. Step ups on that, push ups, plank jacks, and burpees. Like, it's hard. There are a couple rounds of that. It ends up being 300. I was not happy. I was the last person off the floor to go to the treadmill. I was dead last, and I was not pleased. But I finished about in the middle.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At the very end, I finished about in the middle because I passed a bunch of people on the treadmill. One woman that was just a couple spots down from me, she was one of the first people off the floor. And I was dead last, and I passed her on the tread. Like, she had to stop at one point.
Yeah.
She was like about to puke. She was done. Official time.
She didn't pace herself like you. Oh,
exactly. 50 minutes and 6 seconds.
Wow.
I beat it by a half.
Sub 1 hour.
Yes.
Wow.
I was going hard at the end. I was trying to get under 50 because I'm watching it. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what's my time going to be? So when I hit 3 miles, I got the 0.1 left. I go from, like, I was in the mid sevens at that point because I kept building up my speed throughout. That's how I run longer distances on treadmills. I went to 12 for the last 0.1, trying to get under 50. And they're like, sprint. On the microphone, they're like, oh, Joe had 12. And when everybody's dying. But yeah, I missed it. Yeah, I did an all-out sprint trying to get under 50.
I don't know if I've ever been to 12 on a treadmill. I'm going to be honest. And I'm okay with that.
I do it for 30 seconds. That's about it.
Now, is it the curved treadmill or is it flat?
What do you mean curved?
Like,
there's
treadmills
out there where they have like a dip.
Yeah.
I think those are more
like those better.
And
there's give on them. There's definitely give.
Okay. Better for the knees. Those old folks.
Yes. Yeah. The old standard ones. No, it's not like that. Definitely. When I first started using them, like, it has a little bounce to it. So it's not as terrible. But I got to get into the 40s next time.
Really, you should be thanking us. Haters are your motivators, so you're welcome.
Right. You've been coaching through this. You wouldn't have gotten it.
But you know what? When I got off the floor and I was dead last. I mean, there's some old people in there. Like, the fastest time was this old guy. He did like 40 minutes. I was like, what the hell?
What?
It was insane. Well, yes.
Define old, because you're making him sound like he's ancient.
I'm picturing like Mattress Mac.
80.
He's definitely a senior citizen. I'm pretty sure.
What's
in great shape.
Mean? Is that 65?
60s.
Okay.
Yeah. 60s for sure. Yeah. Not 50s. Definitely 60s. Couldn't believe it. But man, it was tough. The bench. I mean, not the bench. The floor, the exercises. Way harder than the treadmill, the rower. Way harder.
Yeah, for sure. Could you do push-ups on your knees?
No, I'll tell you. You know what bench hop-overs are? If I go over it, you grab the bench.
Those are hard.
Feet over. You do that 40 times.
Those are really hard.
Do that 40 times. The squats, you're doing 20. Your step-ups, that's where you can gather yourself and bring your heart rate down a little bit. Like, whatever foot goes up first, that's the one that's down. You go do 20 on each leg, then 20 push-ups, then 20 plank jacks, then 10 burpees. That's 150. Then you do it over again.
So that's tough.
It's like, yeah. I'm like, how are these people going to the treadmill already? I'm like, this is crazy. But yeah, it was not. I'm definitely sore today. I woke up, I thought I'd be better. I'm like, oh man, the hammies are feeling it. But it was a good, it was a cool experience.
You will be doing again, or you will not be doing again?
Oh, I'll be doing again. They don't do it for another 6 months, but I'll be doing it again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we all do
it? We do it a couple times a year.
Pass.
That's just long enough to forget how brutal it was and get excited about it again.
You guys. At the moment, but it was kind of exhilarating, the treadmill part.
And just finishing.
Yeah, because you're on the, like, you could see the finish line at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to fly in for this, Team BetQL. Well,
Jake's in the best shape of everybody on the show, and Jake was the first one that's like,
doesn't mean I
want to
do it.
Hard pass.
Cardio
hard
sucks. Pass.
Would we beat the rest of the shows?
Oh, let me think quickly.
While Horvat's injured?
Jake's and Chelsea? That's tough, because they only have two people.
I feel like Horvat and Ashu would give us the most run for our money.
Average time. I don't think Horvat's...
Weights. I don't know about the cardio.
Oh, you think he would break down?
Ashu's catching strays. Love you, Ashu.
He's all weights. No stamina.
The gym is this way. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Up next, Schmedium. We're taking a look at the MLB MVP markets. That's next on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.